best known for being this rapper from a dull town in Lower Normandy. He's not from the normal high-rise estates. And what he normally raps about is the sort of boredom and hopelessness of French provincial teenagers and sort of rural drug epidemics. But this is a song which dates back 2 years, and it's about what he wants to do, beating up his girlfriend who he caught cheating. It's pretty sexually explicit and it's very violent.
So why has it come out now then?
Well, it's just basically Aurel Sand, like many people in France, it came to light on the internet. He's just produced his first album, but this is a song that dates back 2 years. It's always been out there, but it's really come to the attention of feminists, the Communist Party, the Socialist Party, and now the government.
So what has he said in his defence?
Well, he says that he's not a misogynist, he's never beaten up a woman, and that he was singing in character. Basically, he's known as a French Eminem because he's this new white rapper in town. And I think he sort of said that Eminem is much more hardcore than me because I would never insult my mother. That's something he said in the past. But this time around, he says, this is a character, I don't mean it, and I'm sorry that I offended you.
Now, he has done something rather unprecedented in that he's united the French left and right, hasn't he?
That's true. Normally it's the French right having a go at rappers, and there have been several cases. In 2007, Monsieur R, who's one of Paris's most popular rappers, he got off having been accused of offending public decency, saying that he wanted to piss on Napoleon and Charles de Gaulle and calling France a slut. And Nicolas Sarkozy, when he was Interior Minister in 2005, brought a case against another rap group for incitement to hurt or kill police officers. They got off as well.
Well, that's what happens when you have freedom of speech, I guess, isn't it?
Well, the Culture Minister did try and ban the song from YouTube and its French equivalent Dailymotion. They restricted access, but they refused to ban it.
What's happened since the political stink was kicked up?
Well, basically, Aurel Sand is on tour at the moment, and he's hugely popular in France. He's become a real kind of rap cult figure. And the politicians really wanted to see him banned from one of France's biggest rock festivals next month, which is the Printemps des Bourges. They've refused to ban him, saying, look, this song isn't on his album and it's not part of his repertoire. So it looks like he's going to appear there, and he'll probably just get more and more popular than ever.